Yes, hello, praise God. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Welcome to my podcast. There is something today I feel like doing, something so transforming, I believe. And in my agenda this time, I want to be spot on, being so sure of what I do, of what I speak about, and of what exactly what do I touch and what do I solve. Because in me, deep in me, I feel like since my childhood, I've been fighting with what you call with purpose, finding meaning of life. You know, I discover that life is not just a mere living, that you live today and then die tomorrow. That's the end of it all. And another thing I've discovered about life is that life cannot be that you are just born, then you get after you're born by your paternal parents or your paternal parents. Yes, then at our age of 12, you get saved. After getting saved, then you go. You live your life as you're preparing to have to go for heaven, then you go to heaven. In me, I feel a conviction which is deeper than a mere just a living for a routine, then at the end you go to heaven. I believe, deep in me, I feel like God is calling me for a deeper cause, a deeper purpose. I've thought of myself for being different things, especially in full-time ministry. I try to understand what is ministry. I try to define what is ministry. And I remember during my early days when I wanted to describe ministry, there are certain things which came to my life. I discovered that ministry wasn't a building. Ministry wasn't an organization. But ministry always begins with you individually, you personally. That's where ministry begins. So in this segment, there is something I want to address, but it's going to be more personal. I believe after giving this testimony, after giving my thoughts about it, it will enable us, first of all, it will enable us understand our trends and our lines of influence and our lines of movement. You know, there is nothing which disturbs like a man moving in the line when he's not so sure of what he's doing. You know, you move and you're not sure of what you're doing. You're not sure, you're not certain that what God has called you for, that's it. And one thing I've discovered, that convictions are the source of most of the things we are doing, we personally. So for me, this month of November, there is something I'm planning. You know, every time, especially when you're doing ministry, sometimes you're always so worried and concerned of what you're going to deliver, what you're going to tell people, seriously. And sometimes you find yourself that a time comes whereby you're like a machine, you're just used, but deep in you, you cannot even transform your life, like, because as long as your performance is down, I'm telling you, your production or your effectiveness won't be felt. So, last week, I felt a conviction, and this conviction was about how can I sincerely relate with God? My sincerity with God. I wanted to relate with God in a sincere way. I wanted to be true to myself, whereby I was fed up of doing things of a routine. I wasn't so sure of what I'm doing, and I always wanted to see results. I asked myself tough questions, which I feel like I was willing and ready to answer them. Like questions like, Frank, what do you really want? I feel like, you know, even before I go there, for me, when God called me, showed me what you call identity. And when I looked at identity, because since in me, there is something which I'm so sure of, that growth is part of me, that I always want to see things moving from one level to other level. I want to see growth happening in people's life. I want to see growth happening in my life. I'm not this kind of person whereby I just want to live and see things the same. No. I always want to see things start changing. I always want to see that growth happening in people's life. So, and especially when God gave me a word this year that this could be my year of abundance and increase, I believed it. And my eyes were so eager always to see where the abundance is going to come from, where the abundance is going to come from, where increase is going to come from. But trust me, when I strictly look at what God has called me and what God promised me, I'm seeing it coming to pass. I'm seeing growth happening. I'm seeing abundance happening. So I've believed God. And the way God relates with me is so different. That's why in my uniqueness, I've discovered that identity is so key, because it will enable me know surely how to relate with my God. So I felt doing something different, especially in this month of November. I want my message to be clear. You know, I don't want to be on pressure, or I don't want to do something because I'm not even sure of the results. Sometimes you may do certain things when you're not sure of the results you want to attract to your side. Sometimes the results you want to attract to your side are so vague, especially for us who are in ministry or in the positions of influence. Sometimes you get caught up with things like, I want to see more people on my side, on my blog, on my page, I want to see that, and it makes you lose the touch. It makes you lose the touch. So, but there is something I believe I'm going to do different. Something I'm going to do different in this month of November. Like, I've sat down and structured my life personally. Me, I'm the ministry, I'm the organization. So I look at the things which I partner with. And in this month of November, first of all, I'm partnering with three things. One, there is a church I'm working with. It's called a Grove of Christ Church. So I'm planning to do, as I work in that department of church growth, I'm planning to be effective there, whereby I do things which are effective and the difference, the impartation and the influence is felt. Then I also work for a foundation called Dance Fest Foundation Uganda. So in this month of November and December, especially before this year ends, I need to know how I work with it, how I relate with it, how I push it from one level to another level. And I also, there is a third thing which I want to work on. It's called Abraham Successors. I want to see how does it work? How do I affect it? How do I affect it to see that it moves from level to another level? You know, all these things, they work into my line. Especially my first line is to see that a person is being transformed. Personal transformation and development. I want to see a person transform. I want to see a person developing. I want to see a person be encouraged. Then too, there is what we call church structuring and systematic growth. I want to see the church being structured well. I want to see the church moving. I want to see, you know, I've seen that most pastors are on pressure of success, on pressure even of doing things which God has not called them for them because the external environment has corrupted their internal peace. So, for whatever I'm going to design in this month of November, I'm going to plan to see that the things are structured well, whereby my clarity and my performance and who I am is being seen. Then, Abraham Successors, we already deal with finances, random thoughts about money. We talk about money. We understand the illusional fact of money, and we see how we can replay the illusional game. Yeah, that's it. So, but one thing which gives me happiness and the eternal peace is discovering who I am. But this has come whereby it came with a lot of testing. You don't know how many times you don't know how many times this world, my environment, my circumstances has tried to pull me away, almost to the level of losing myself, losing my true identity, losing who I am. So, but one thing that whenever I remind myself my identity, it gives me the thrust to understand and make sober decisions. You know, when God had given me this picture of identity, I ran fast and nature, identity as a nature. So I dealt with it as a nature. I remember even the first 10 sermons I made, what was about bringing witnesses, especially scripture witnesses, which reflect to us that our nature is not of this world. Our nature is supreme. Our nature is divine. So those are the things I was, that's the level I was awakened on. Then when I made my second sermon, my second series of identity, God opened me to an understanding of that identity is the spiritual makeup, is what you are made up, is what your spirit was made up, how it was engineered, how it was joined together to see that it becomes what it is. You know, it was a spiritual makeup, a reflection of God, that God is multidimensional, but in all the dimension, there is a certain pattern God has created you in, that once you discover that your pattern, I'm telling you, you'll never be stressed, you'll never be frustrated. And another thing I've discovered about identity, especially that's what I'm realizing and I'm experiencing in my life right now, is what we call your identity always attract things to your side. You know, this world is made up of patterns. That's one thing I've discovered, that since this world is made up of patterns, the more you discover your identity, the more you discover who you are, the more you discover your spiritual makeup. So things which fall into your line will always come. You will always come. You'll be awakened to opportunities. You'll be awakened to ideas. All the things which God has called you for. That's one thing I've discovered about identity. So, my approach of identity in this month of November, it's going to be more personal, but I'll be giving my testimony, because once I give my testimony, I believe somebody out there will be awakened, because in the words I speak, I believe that these words will impact somebody, these words will change somebody, and these words will transform somebody. So, those are the things I'm going to work on. And I've discovered that I just need to work hard. Because when God told me that this is my year of increase and abundance and increase, I never knew that also my work will increase. I'll need to work harder. I'll need to work extra hours. I'll need to take extra miles in order to perfect of what God has given me. But all those, I just say, God, thank you, because really you have been faithful and you have fulfilled it. So even there are certain things I've thought about, like making this audio, this podcast, downloading it and giving it to somebody, because I believe it will transform their lives. I believe it will transform their lives and it will change people and take them to other levels. You know, I'm so determined, I'm so committed, and I'm so focused to see that there is certain things which I do which are different. You know, I feel so touched whenever I see people who are true to themselves, doing things really so deep to themselves, and I feel that really that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm supposed to do. And I believe God is so faithful. So in this week, especially today, it's my first day of the week, and it's month of November. I'm focusing more to understand what God has called me for. Then I'll be testifying this month of November. I'm testifying about God's goodness and how God has transformed my life. How what God gave me, especially Isaiah 55, God said, all to you are thirsty, come to the waters. All those who don't have money, come buy and eat. Oh, shut up, come and buy without money. So whenever I hear such things, I believe that God is supreme. God is supreme. And I believe as we move, as we are transformed, as you relate with me, a time will come whereby I'll start receiving positive responses from the people who will be listening to me. Because I believe God has called me for a certain purpose. God has called me to see that I interpret certain people's dreams. You know, I fulfill them. I work in that ministry of Joseph whereby fellow dreamt a dream and Joseph was able to interpret it. Like Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, yes, I know you dreamt about this and this is what it means. So maybe do this and this and this and this. I believe that God has called me in that line to interpret other people's dreams, and I'll do that. Because my main conviction is to see that people are being transformed and people receive the power of God. This kingdom of God becomes more significant in their lives. You know, as the world tries to evolve every day, sometimes it tries to detach us from the supreme being and the supreme of God. And sometimes we think that we can live on our own. No, we cannot. And sometimes we see the God as insignificant in our lives. No. I believe God has called me to awaken men to the true image and likeness of God. I believe that. And God has given me a mission to speak to the spirit man. I'll see that, and I'll see that I do it. No, I believe God, and these things I know they will come to pass. So as we tune in next time, as I'll be recording another segment about this, I believe that I'll have another content to produce, another testimony, and I'll be giving an accountability of what I've seen. How have I organized my life to see that I move in this line which God has called me for? So may God richly bless you. But before I go, I feel like praying for somebody. Talking of God, I thank you for every individual who's listening to this podcast, Talking of God. Bless that person, Lord. Oh, encourage him, King of Glory. Help him discover, oh God, fulfill his thirst. Because I believe every person who has come to this podcast to listen to this segment, there is a thirst in him or her whereby he wants it to be fulfilled. King of Glory, fulfill it, oh Lord. Fill it with water, God. Let it overflow. And God, give him the wisdom to see things which have been hidden unto his sight, oh God, so that he may fill it and do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I believe and pray. Amen. So thank you very much. May God richly bless you. Yes, hello, praise God, and I'm so delighted to be in this place today, and for my next segment, I'm so delighted. Tonight, I was thinking about something so special. Especially, I say that in this month of November, I believe like God is calling me for something deeper, something bigger, and something great. Because one thing I discovered that in this month of November, I should focus more on my personal testimony and how I can develop and move from where I am to see that I take other levels. You know, I discovered that in my course and in my journey, you know, I had a lot of things. Especially, I remember when God was calling me for full-time ministry, I requested for a unique ministry. And at first, something which came to my mind was a ministry. I had a picture of doing a traveling ministry. And when I was talking to a certain man of God, this man of God gave me another insight of I should be having a base whereby
I come from somewhere, as I go to do traveling ministry, that I should have a base. And I discovered that that thing troubled me a lot, to the level that I lost the clear picture of what I had seen in the beginning. I lost it, and I struggled to establish something so that I may begin from there and move. So it troubled me a lot until when I was praying, I discovered that ministry, I was the ministry. So when I discovered that I was the ministry, then I asked myself a strong question. If I'm the ministry, how am I going to affect? How am I going to transform the people around me? Because by the deeply in me, I feel that my deepest desire is to see people being transformed. My deepest desire is to see people being transformed from one level to other levels. I yearn to see people being awakened to new levels of realities, to new levels of understanding, to new levels of perceiving the world and the environment they are living in. And really, I'm taking that as a mandate in my life. I'm taking it as a mandate to see that I help people who have got dreams, especially those who have got dreams, especially those who feel stuck. Because I've ever been in ministry, I know what it feels when you are stuck. I know what it feels when you don't know what is next. I know what it feels when a time comes whereby you don't know exactly what you're going to do. I know how it feels. But in me, this is what I believe. And I believe that God has given me something deep in me that I can help people discover who they are in God and discover their purpose in life. And I want to forge my ministry to the level that it can fulfill, and it can give that, and it can fulfill that desire in people, whereby to all the people who can listen to me, who can find my ministry so important in their life, it sharpens, it brightens, and it polishes the vision they have got. So, as I'm merging my ministry, I'm merging my personality into life coaching, especially in the line of identity and growth, because after a person discovering who she is, he needs to grow from one level to other levels, because I've understood that in growth, what determines growth to be positive when the progress is seen. So, but as I was thinking about identity, remember, in my early years of ministry, this is what I got. At first, I was awakened to a level of identity, understanding that identity was the nature we have got, because that's what I knew, that my nature is my identity. My nature always creates that uniqueness in me. My nature always shows me that I'm supreme, I'm beyond. There are certain things which affect other things which don't affect me. I understood that I carry the nature of Christ. I understood that I carry a nature which is beyond what this world may try to define. I discovered that. And when I was asking myself questions, I discovered that in me, there are some deeper desires, some deeper questions. Questions calling me to a deeper level of understanding. And until I discovered that identity is a spiritual makeup. There are certain series I made about which we are talking about identity as a spiritual makeup. And I understood that for any spiritual makeup should have a source. And I discovered that the true source of any nature a person may behold of, or of any spiritual makeup a person should have, that source is God. Because I discovered that many people have got different sources. You know, this universe has got a lot of powers, has got a lot of principality, a lot of spirit, which yet to have control over humanity, which yet to have control over people. But the best identity you can ever discover about yourself, because identity is the fundamental of life, is to know and to understand that your source is God. Your source is God. So you look back and understand and discover and look for what your likeness, your image of what you have made, of what makes you, because that will give you a thrust to understand. Until today, like 2 days back, an insight came to my life. I saw identity as a storyline. I saw identity as a full picture of who you are. I saw identity as something which defines you. It defines your purpose. It defines your assignment. It defines something greater in you. That's what I discovered. When I looked at identity, I saw that it is this. I understood that God gave me this so that I may help men and also help myself, because there is no way I can help men if I don't help myself understand which I I understand something which I behold in my hands. Until when I understand what is in my hands, oh God, when I'm sharing this, like God is showing me something that until when Moses discovered the power of the rod he was carrying, that's when he was able to lead the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. So, identity sometimes works as a rod in your hands until you discover its power, until you discover its purpose, until you discover the assignment and how you're going to use it to see that you fulfill the assignment in your life. I'm telling you, it will stay a rod. Oh, shut up. So that means that identity will be a full definition of your life. So these things in you, if I get a picture of Moses, the rod he had, is just part of what defines him. It's part of what defines, because the rod is not the ultimate everything or definition of your life, but it's part of your makeup. So when I look at identity, I see an ultimate picture, a picture of yourself, a definition of your life, a purpose you have to do, assignment which comes with time. Because I was sharing with a friend of mine, and a friend of mine told me that assignments have got time and flames. Assignments have got time frames, but a purpose will live forever. A purpose is that something you have been born for, something which you carry through. So as I move in this world, there are certain things I've discovered about myself, and I've discovered that God is not limited by what we knew. I've understood that every day God will unpackage the way we see technology and being unveiled. In every generation, there is a way technology is being unveiled, and you understand that even people who lived before us, it's like there is a lot of things which has not been discovered. That's one thing I've discovered about purpose. When God calls men to their point of purpose, certain men seem to be stuck on what they knew and on what they have seen before. But by the way, when the Bible says that the latter glory shall be greater than the former, I'm seeing it right now. Because when God calls us for ministry, God has given us different assignments. And yes, different assignments which may look into the same purpose of awakening men to the true likeness of God, to awakening men to the true kingdom which we behold. But the assignments are different. But sometimes we get stuck in the assignments we have seen other people doing, and we think maybe those are the same assignments we should do so that we may fulfill this purpose of awakening people, of showing people, of portraying and picturing the kingdom we behold. But one thing I'm discovering right now, that when I talk about identity, it's something broader. First of all, it should begin with you discovering that your nature is not a casual nature. It's not a nature which you find everywhere. You discover that your nature is supreme. Your nature is beyond what your body may portray. It's beyond what your body may show you. It's above. It's immortal. It's grand. It's more than even what Paul saw. You know. After that, you discover that you are made up of many things. You are made up of many components, because these components give you a unique feature in God. They give you a unique makeup for the purpose which is in front of your life. So once you discover that, then you are set to move. Then always the big question will be, if God has engineered me that way, if God has wired me that way, then how am I impacting the kingdom? How am I adding for whatever I do? Because for me, I'm so conscious of whatever I do. I first ask myself, for this which I'm pursuing, how is it impacting the kingdom I represent? How is it impacting the kingdom I represent, the kingdom I behold in me? If I don't see anything, if I see that what I'm doing does not impact the kingdom, then I feel I'm not in the right place. Because for one thing, I believe that I've been placed here for a reason, and the reason is to build that kingdom, and the reason is to impact the kingdom, and the reason is to show the relevance of the kingdom I represent. All people should know that I've been called in a special position for a special assignment for this purpose, to see that men are being awakened to the true likeness of God. So this is what I believe. Every day I'll look forward to this. I'll look to see that I niche it down so that my message is so clear, so that my message is understandable to everyone, I believe. So I'll do that. And I believe I've been called to help men understand and see their purpose, to understand and see so that they may be awakened. Because certain men are stuck in a certain way because they're closed up. They are not awakened. They've not seen the bigger picture of who they are, a bigger picture of what God has called them to be. And they seem stuck because you can never be effective in a dimension, in a realm, in a place which is not of your own. You only be effective. You only be important. You only thrive in that land which God has called you in. So may God richly bless you as you listen to this segment, because I know I'll speak on a lot of things, but the things will work as life codes which will trigger men to understand a certain truth in God. So may God richly bless you. Amen.